Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phones are open here, and you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the show. We've been talking about some of the big city news. San Francisco with the insane, massive numbers of dozens of people coming in and robbing places. Just broad daylight robberies by upwards of 80 assailants coming in, sometimes attacking staff or other customers.
Getting in and out in less than a minute in some cases.
But usually just grabbing and dashing and in many cases not being charged criminally. Of course, there's no one around with guns to protect these stores. So some of the stores are just closing. They're just saying, you know what?
That's what I would do.
We're out of here. We can make money in other places where people aren't going to walk in and just, you know, commit brazen robberies like this. If you want to comment on that still, you're welcome to do that. In other news, what's going on in New York City? Well, the New York Post is reporting on another statue takedown. We were actually just talking with Christopher Cantwell about the civil case happening in Charlottesville.
Wasn't that what caused the entire Unite the Right thing in the first place? Was the taking down of Confederate statues?
That's correct.
People do love their participation trophies.
The park where the whole conflict happened between the Nazis and the Antifas was surrounding a Civil War statue. And so that's what the conflict was all about. And I say take all of the Civil War statues down. Let's take down the northern people. Let's take down the southern people. Let's take down all war monuments entirely. Let's just get rid of all statues that are on public property.
Idolatry is kind of not good anyway.
Yeah.
And that having statues of these people, whether or not they actually worship them or anything like that, it is idolatry, and it does create this mythology of this person has to be perfect, and if they have any flaw whatsoever, they have to be just completely destroyed in the eyes of the public. Like Thomas Jefferson, not a great guy, not deserving of a statue in a modern sense, certainly. So, absolutely, no one should have statues. But it's not to say that he never did anything good with his life, but now, because of this statue and because of how polarized it's become, even bringing that up, you're going, yes, but he owned slaves. Yes, but he still did some good stuff.
And some people have said that he was actually particularly kind, apparently, to slaves. I've heard that rumor. I don't know if that's the truth. But, you know, some people, it was like the thing to own slaves back then. And also you had some slave owners that were absolutely terrible, right, and horrible.
I mean, the vast majority of people today, if slavery was legal, they would have slaves.
Yeah.
Just because that's the standard of the day.
Right. It was the Quakers who, I believe, were the first that actually came out against slavery, if I recall correctly. They were the ones who led the charge against that.
Good for them.
Thomas Jefferson, according to the New York Post, is no longer in the room where it happens. Art handlers packed up an 884-pound statue of Jefferson in a wooden crate this week after a mayoral commission voted to banish the likeness of the nation's third president from City Hall, where it has resided for nearly two centuries, simply because he owned slaves. About a dozen workers with Marshall Fine Arts spent several hours carefully removing the painted plaster monument from its pedestal inside the city council chambers and surrounding it with sections of foam and wooden boards. They then lowered the massive structure down the stairs, leading to the building's first floor rotunda with a pulley system, and ushered the founding father out the back door.
I mean, let's get all of the founding fathers out and all of the nonsense they created, including the Constitution and that crap. Let's just throw it all out. That may sound like sarcasm, but no,
serious.
Thomas Jefferson's not enough, man. Get rid of the Constitution while we're at it. Get rid of all.
Well, it's not like the Constitution applies in New York City anyway, or
anywhere.
York, so, I mean, they don't care about that. The 1833 statue will be on long-term loan to the New York Historical Society, which plans to have Jefferson's model survive in its lobby and reading room. Kerry Butler, executive director of the Public Design Commission that voted to banish the statue, at first tried to block press from witnessing its removal. Butler relented after members of the mayor's office and city council intervened. So there's plenty of photographs.
I said, but dude, imagine the photo op this is going to be for your next campaign. And he went, oh, good point.
That's probably what happened. The commission also attempted to vote on the statue's removal without public hearing on the controversial move until the Post revealed the plan. Removing a monument without a public conversation about why it's happening is useless. New Yorkers all need to talk about who we want to honor and why, said Aaron Thompson.
This is another issue with statues, right? Is that it sort of creates this illusion that the whole city or the whole town or whatever. Yeah. And that's not necessarily the case.
No, and that's a good point. Like, you know, there's plenty of statues up that I don't agree with.
Yeah, there's a Civil War statue right here at Central Square in Keene, isn't there?
Yeah, I find that.
I mean, it's got cannons and everything.
Yeah, I find that statue to be offensive.
And they every Saturday, they're out there, you know, protesting against war.
They are.
In front of this giant monument to war.
Yeah. A giant monument to a war that was all about, you know, imperialism, was all about keeping the Union together at any cost.
And the deadliest war in American history.
Yeah, and killing all kinds of innocent people. So that's why I say take them all down. But it is interesting that this has now come to New York City. And if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. What I think would make the most sense would be for the people that want to support the statue, you know, that think it's valuable, that think it's important, just go ahead and have a bidding war. You're like, hey.
Yeah, but how much would the statue really cost?
That's what we'd find out, right? So, like,
fair point.
Instead of just giving it to this museum, which is what they're doing, or loaning it or whatever to the museum, they would say, all right, bids are open. We're going to take bids for, you know, a month or whatever, and whoever gets the highest bid, you got to pay the bill to move this thing. And
that would be a better approach than what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, at least then it would be in private ownership. And
it would presumably be in the hands of somebody who really valued the thing, right? Because, I mean, in theory, someone who hated it could also bid, but it seems more likely that somebody who really loved the thing would probably bid more. But either way, it would be in the hands of the highest bidder. That money could come in and subsidize whatever the stupid government things are going on, you know, pay for some government service for a week or whatever.
Or a half a minute.
Or a day. And then, you know, the statue's gone. And now it's on private property. And no one else gets to say anything about it at that point.
In all likelihood, it would probably be one of these museums that had the kind of money to actually purchase the statue in the first place. So, I don't
or
know.
Or it could just be a private art collector.
Could be.
You know, these guys, they got a lot of money. They're buying things like Picasso's or whatever. This is probably cheaper.
Presumably.
Yeah.
It would have been a better solution. And then instead of, you know, having that fund the government for 30 seconds or however long it would actually fund the government, just give that money back to the people.
Well,
it may only be like a dollar, but still.
That's not a bad idea, but you know they're not going to do that.
No, of course they're not, because they're going to use, even if people were doing that, even if they were selling statues and art and stuff to raise money without taxing people, they would still tax people. They would just spend more money. They wouldn't issue rebates or whatever. Say, oh, we sold a lot of art this year, so we're not charging you as much taxes. No, they'll still charge the same amount.
And it shouldn't be replaced with anyone. There should be no statues that go in its place. Because
who are they putting in its place?
I don't know.
Okay.
The story, I don't think, says anything about that.
If anything, this should teach people the folly of having these statues in the first place. Like, sure, even if you like and admire Thomas Jefferson and some of the things he did, he had some negative aspects to him. And eventually, society could just decide, hey, that negative thing about him, it completely undoes the positive stuff. This has to go.
And every human is fallible. I mean, we all have problems. We all have our issues. There's something somebody's not going to like about every single person of which a statue would be made. So it just makes sense to not have them in a public place. Or you get the same problem where, like, you know, you put up a religious thing, and then all of a sudden the Satanists want to come in, and then the, you know, the Muslims come in, and everybody, and then everybody gets to have their statue, and then it just gets, you know, crazy.
Yeah. So better statues
just,
everywhere.
Better than just have nothing. Better just have no government, but, you know, we're not there yet. 603-283-6160 and other New York City news. Ari, you're going to tell us, as the weather is getting pretty damn cold, they're forcing kids to eat lunch outdoors. We'll tell you about that on the way. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. or something like that.
It's got to be soon, I think.
We're going to do a episode of Freer Talk Live, which is our internet-only after show. And on that episode, we will be drawing a winner for the BitBox. BitBox is a 100% open-source hardware wallet. So if you've got Bitcoin, BTC, or Ethereum, you really want to look at the BitBox as an option because they, as I said, are 100% open source. Some of these hardware wallets out there, they're not open source, which means you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know what the code is that those devices are running. You can know that with the BitBox. Head over to box.freetalklive.com. You can buy your own BitBox there, get 5% off with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you can enter our giveaway. Away. It's not too late to enter. All you have to do is go and subscribe to our Odyssey channel. Maybe you already have, in which case, just go to video.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe and follow us there. Take a screenshot of your subscription to prove that you subscribed, and then post that screenshot in a post over at social.freetalklive.com, which if you haven't signed up for that yet, you'll have to do that. It's easy, super easy, and it's free. So social.freetalklive.com. When you post the screenshot, be sure you tag at Aria to make sure Aria knows that you posted it. So you enter the contest that way. And then at some point we'll pick that winner. What do you want to do? Like the Tuesday? Monday? We should probably decide this.
Yeah. Either way is good. Monday or Tuesday, it's toss-up. I mean, especially now with Conan being gone for the holidays.
Conan's gone, yeah.
Monday will also usually has Bonnie on with us, whereas Tuesday she has to work, so maybe Monday?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it Monday.
Okay.
So Monday.
Well, let's cut off the giveaway date then, Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
That way I don't have to worry about updating it at the last minute or whatever.
All right, I'll make a note here. Sunday, deadline, Sunday. So if you haven't done these, you know, jump through these hoops, you want to get in this thing, there's what, maybe a couple dozen, few dozen entries at this point?
I haven't looked in quite a few days.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There were between 6 and 20. I didn't scroll all the way down. I just made some quick notes. But
them's good odds.
They are good odds.
One out of, let's say, 30 or 40 or something like that. It's pretty good odds. You're going to be the winner. So, again, that's coming up on Monday. We'll do the drawing then. Your deadline to enter is this Sunday. So get hopping. And we're going to continue here. And, again, that's box.freetalklive.com with code FTL for 5% off. You want to just go right ahead and buy one. But, Aria, you've got a New York City-related story. What's going on with the school system there?
Well, today was Thanksgiving, right? When I first got invited to the Thanksgiving thing that you ended up going to, my first thought was, well, this house isn't especially large, so I assumed, you know, because this was weeks ago when it first came up, that it was going to be held outside.
Ew.
But, yeah, as I thought about it as the date came near, I was like, yeah, there's no way. It's like 40 degrees here in Keene. That's during the day, if you're lucky. And so
I did see, by the way, we were walking, you know, we take the dog for a walk around the neighborhood here in downtown Keene pretty regularly, and I did see at somebody's house in this neighborhood an outdoor table set up with, like, an obvious, like, tablecloth on it that looked like it was probably set up for Turkey Day. So,
oh, man, I hope not.
There were four chairs, so somebody had the,
You set a drink out there for too long, it's going to develop ice.
Yeah, I said to Bonnie, it looks like that's the unvaccinated table for that person's house.
Sadly, that's probably true.
There are literally people out there who will refuse to let their family members into their homes because they're not vaccinated. There was a post.
Then they're not your family. They're your blood relations, but they're not your family.
That's an important point. I mean, you are family members are just strangers that you're born into, basically. It's a group of strangers that you happen into. And if that were happening, then I certainly wouldn't stay there. You know, like, I'm not going to sit outside like second-class people. But there was a post.
That's families doing it to their own family members.
Yeah, sick.
That's a new level of whatever psychosis it is that got into the Nazi Germans, right? At least then you didn't have Jews turning on their own daughters and sons.
Earlier today, there was a photograph, not a photo, but a post on Twitter. Rachel Goldsmith, she's the wife of Jeremy Kaufman. She's the former executive director of the Free State Project. And she traveled, apparently, to Colorado for a family get-together. She posted that after traveling all the way to Colorado with multiple, like, little children in tow, she showed up at her family's house and was refused entry into her own family's home after having gone all that way, she was not allowed to actually be in the same house as her family members.
Did they not tell her that she needed to be vaccinated?
I didn't get any of those details, but obviously she thought she was going to be able to and wasn't.
Which is a reasonable expectation. If you're flying across the country to visit your family, yeah, you would expect them to allow you into the house.
She now says she's never leaving New Hampshire again.
I certainly would never speak to my family again.
It's pretty crazy.
Man,
crazy
I thought story. My family was messed up.
Yeah. So if you've had an experience like that today and you want to, you know, jump into the story, you know, the show, feel free to call in at 603-283-6160. But what's happening in New York City?
Yeah, well, we didn't eat outside today, but kids in some city schools are still eating lunch outdoors each day due to social distancing rules, despite plunging temperatures and angry parents. It's getting a little ridiculous at this point, said one mother in Manhattan. And, oh, God, I hate this. Stupid, subscribe to our news feed thing came up, where kids again pulled apart their string cheese in 39-degree weather Wednesday.
Oh,
so sub 40 degrees, they've eaten outdoors every day this week. It's not even a pleasant experience to walk a dog for a few minutes in this, especially when the wind is blowing.
To spend a whole lunch period outside?
Yeah, that's horrific. A mom at a Park Slope Elementary School said her child has also been dining outside for the entire year and began complaining about the conditions this week. We've heard no plans to bring them inside anytime soon. In
well,
fact,
at least none of them will die from a disease that has a point 0000000001% chance for a child to die from, or something like that. Like, almost no kids in good health are going to die from COVID.
I mean, it's almost the end of November, and this is New York City. I mean, I realize it's not quite as cold as Keene, but it's still really cold.
40 degrees is cold. I don't want to sit out there like that.
No, absolutely not. And in just a few more weeks, it's going to be like, here's your lunch, and you open up your drink. Oh, no, it's already frozen. Or here, it's fresh out of the microwave or whatever. And it's already got ice on it. Yeah. Thanks. In fact, they are still asking for parents to give their school their fresh direct bags to create seating pads. I have no idea what that means. The Department of Education allowed principals to devise their own lunch arrangements this year while complying with social distancing rules. While some have managed to keep kids under a roof while eating, seems like a basic prerequisite to me. Hey, here's a roof and four walls. You may eat here.
Can you imagine still sending your kids to government school after the last year and a half?
Dude, how much worse can it get before these people are like, you know what? Yeah, no, I'm just not sending my kids to this torture center anymore.
The guys in jail don't have it this bad. And I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the tombs in New York City. It's a terrible jail, from what I understand. But at least they're indoors.
Not, yeah, they're not being forced to eat outside.
Right.
So there is more about this and just how bad it really is.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, your kid didn't catch COVID, but he caught a, you know, frost nip. We had to cut his finger off. 603-283-6160.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More families are gathering on this, the second pandemic-era Thanksgiving. In New York, spectators returned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade after a mostly virtual event last year. There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, and 15 giant character balloons. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and the First Lady are spending the holiday. He also released a video on Twitter wishing Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much, and those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus or another cruel twist of fate or accident.
He also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket where he thanked service members. This is USA Radio News. An ally of President Trump is speaking out about his recent subpoena.
Republican political consultant Roger Stone on Newsmax this week says the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6th is a witch hunt 2.0.
Well, I have until December 17th to give my formal response, and I will do that. But let me say right off the top, this is witch hunt 2.0. This is just a further effort by the Biden administration and the House Democrats to have a chilling effect on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Power companies in Southern California are shutting off electricity to thousands of customers to prevent wind-sparked wildfires. Carl Pride lives in Inland Empire.
Minor inconvenience, nothing compared to losing my house, you know what I mean? So I guess that's the price we have to pay, that's what we have to pay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
A happy Thanksgiving to you. Honestly, it's one of the better holidays out there. It encourages people to be grateful.
Yeah, there's no stupid consumerism destroying Thanksgiving yet.
Right.
I mean, Christmas is trying hard, but...
Well, I mean, there's still some stupid, like, Thanksgiving decorations, right? Like, you can still get, like, the inflatable turkey out for the front yard. There's one of those in this neighborhood right now.
Dude, there are some people in this neighborhood who go all out.
There's one house in particular that...
Right here on Castle or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he doesn't do anything for Thanksgiving, but Halloween, dude must literally have, like, two storage units, one for Halloween, one for Christmas, because ain't no way that he's got that stuff in his basement or in that little garage of his. It's a local fireman, actually. I think he works with, like, the City of Keene Fire Department, and that dude loads up the yard. I mean, every square foot of that yard has some sort of a Halloween creature.
See, I don't do these holiday decorations, but if I did, I would do, like, an epic one, a three-part one.
Mm-hmm.
That separated Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and you have the Christmas people invading all of the other ones, like Santa with a butcher knife, you know, slashing turkeys' necks and stuff.
That's brutal.
And you have the skeletons and stuff trying to hold the line and keep Christmas from invading everywhere, right?
So is that a statement on how Christmas, like, keeps getting larger?
It would also look cool, mm-hmm. and it would make me have to decorate only once to cover all three holidays.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But I'm never going to do that because that's a lot more work than I want to put into something like that.
Yeah,
it's like
crazy.
The idea is enough for me. If someone out there wants to do it, go for it. But I'm not going to.
603-283-6160. So we can talk more about what's happening in New York City, where students at their government schools are being told, you got to sit outside in 40-degree weather, and it ain't getting any warmer, to eat lunch. We'll talk more about it coming up here. But David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. They're on their way to kill you.
Huh? Who's on their way to kill me?
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, your government, they're on their way to kill you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Why are they on the way to kill us?
Well, because they're psychopaths, and they've always been psychopaths, and they're on their way to kill you. They're doing it step by step by step, and they're getting closer and closer. So that begs the next question, what are you going to do about it? And let me go back to the first one. They're on their way to kill you because, let's look at some facts, some historical facts. How many people have governments killed in the course of recorded history?
Hundreds of millions.
Just in the 20th century alone, it was something like 400 million. If you combine governments fighting each other and governments killing their own citizens, something like 400 million.
So they've killed 400 million people, which is more than the population of the United States.
That's right.
by almost 100 million people. And they didn't have a worldwide vaccine program in order to do it, did they?
No, they had a couple of world wars that were kind of worldwide.
And other exterminations of people's own people.
What a cumbersome way to have to kill people, man. That's a lot of work to have to take knives and rip out guts and slice throats and then gas people and shoot people and burn people and gas. That's just a lot of work. And now, just think how many hundreds of millions or even billions of people your government can kill now that they are injecting people. You know, they're taking a sharpened metal tube and jabbing it into bodies. They want to jab it into every single body of the 8 billion bodies
on the planet Earth. Government gangs around the planet are now mandating it. Austria with a mandatory jab. It's getting pretty scary out there. The Australian government is forcing people into quarantine camps. So, I mean, things are definitely not getting better as far as that is
concerned. instead of being forced to fire 400 million bullets in the back of 400 million heads and watch those people fall over and then bury them with a bulldozer or whatever whatever you got at hand, instead of that, now they it's so convenient because we've got these inexpensively manufactured hollow metal tubes that are sharpened razor sharp on one end, and we have people volunteering to have them jabbed into them and then some unknown fluid that you don't know what it is. I mean, at least coming out of a gun, what comes out of a gun, we all pretty much know it's a bullet, right?
You know what's going to happen. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're referring to the COVID-19 vaccine, if that's an extermination program, then it's a terrible one. I mean, this is the worst method of executing large number of people any government has ever come up with.
Well, now, Arya, there are some of the theories are that they're not trying to kill everybody all at once, that they're trying to slow kill some number of people and maybe cause other maladies down the road. What do you think they're trying to do, David?
I think they're doing a number of different things. One, they're by implementing this program, they're implementing a program. Now they have a device. You know, if I was miraculously in charge of everything, if I could implant a cyanide tablet in every body when they're born, and any time I want to get rid of that person, I just activate that cyanide tablet. They kind of have the same thing because they have a program where, you know, the vast majority of people are allowing this tube to be stuck into them and injected with stuff. Theoretically, now what? Once every 6 months throughout their whole life. So anytime you want to change the program, you know, if you want to just have a semi-deadly fluid injected, you can do that. And then if you want to have it a little more deadly, you can change the fluid. And every 6 months, you have the opportunity to do to the population whatever you want to do to them. And you're also, the next thing you're doing is you're kind of sorting out who is willing to be injected and who is not. Mm-hmm. We can sort out friend or foe. You know, it's like fighter jets. They fly around. They got devices on their IFF. Identification, friend or foe. You can tell which other fighter jets out there are friendly and which ones are hostile if they got, you know, if they identify with the friend or foe device. And so the vaccine injection program kind of does that. It sorts out who is a friend. friendly and who's a hostile. And so of the friendlies, you know, you got them on the 6-month injection program, and you can inject them with saline this 6 months. And then if you decide, you know, if you have your worldwide meetings over in Davos or wherever you have them, and you decide that, you know what, last 6 months we were just injecting these people with something that was relatively harmless, but you know what, I think it's time to kill them all. So this next 6 months, let's just inject them all of the 6 billion that are accepting the tattoo. I mean,
here's the flaw in this, David. That methodology that methodology that you just described would be the government killing the people that it has classified as friendly and sparing the people it has classified as foes.
No, so let me tell you what your flaw is. So, do you remember a guy named Lenin?
Mm-hmm. The Russian dictator.
Do you remember a phrase, how he referred to useful idiots? You remember that?
I've heard that.
Okay, and who were the useful idiots?
The obedient.
Yeah, the ones that helped him get in power, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that the government would be killing in the program that you're talking about.
Right, but the useful idiots helped him get in power, right?
Yeah.
Once you're in power, do you need the useful idiots anymore?
Well, yeah, if you're a dictator, no, you wouldn't.
Why would they kill all the useful idiots, though, and leave the 20% who resist and don't cooperate? That's the opposite of what a government wants.
It doesn't seem likely that they would kill them all.
You're still not thinking, are you? Are you?
No, I don't think I'm the one not thinking here, David.
It doesn't seem likely that they would, if they are indeed trying to kill off people, it doesn't make sense that they would go ahead and just kill them all. Like, what would the reason be for that?
Well, you've heard the phrase useless eaters, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me respond to Arya. So you got 20% that are refusing. So now you've identified those as the 20%. Well, if you got 80% that are useful idiots that very likely will follow your order. I mean, after all, they're following your orders to get injected with some unknown fluid. So they probably would follow your orders to point a rifle at somebody and pull the trigger, right? And
except they're dying because the government injected with stuff that's killing them.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense that they would kill off all of their followers. That doesn't fly. I can buy the idea that they would do a slow kill on the population, like trying to cull the herd, get rid of the fattest and the most disease-ridden.
But COVID-19 does that, not the vaccine.
Well, that is true. COVID-19 is doing that. The vaccine, you're right, the vaccine's been ostensibly causing, like, sports stars to just keel over on the, on the field. I don't know if you've heard about those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. If you want to weigh in here with your theories, join us. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
About what this vaccine is really all about. Is it about, you know, legitimate attempt to stop COVID-19, or is it actually some sort of sinister attempt to poison people and to cause other health problems to rise up? There was a doctor, I saw a video of, I think it was in like Iowa, and he's some, I forget the dude's name, I don't remember all the details, sure. But he had some renown, apparently. And he had said that what was going on with these vaccines was they were actually reducing the T-cell count. Now, there's different types of T-cells. You might have heard about them when it comes to HIV and AIDS. He says there's like, was it like the, I looked it up the other day. It's like the other one that, so it does. He says the vaccines do the reverse of what AIDS does. So AIDS reduces a certain type of T cell count, and the vaccine reduces the opposite, like the killer kind of T cells, basically the ones that go in and kill off the bad, you know, the bad stuff. And he says he's been seeing 20 times the instances of various different issues that normally would come into his office. It's like up by 20x in people that have the vaccinations. And so
I mean, that sort of thing can cause like joint inflammation and stuff like that, as you know, there's too many white blood cells, because white blood cells, if I recall correctly, are significantly larger than red ones. So they're more likely to cause clots and things like that, and pain, and they tend to bundle up in joints. And not to mention, your body is the one creating these spike proteins, so it doesn't stand impossible that your body would start just attacking itself.
Well, he's saying that basically killing off these attacker T cells essentially means that if you've got some sort of issue, it's going to come back. And, or, you know, if you catch something, it's going to be bad, right? Because they're not going to be able to fight it off.
Okay. Again, it's just what this one guy said, and so he said he's seeing all these issues come back up for people that in huge numbers that he hasn't seen. So, you know, what's really going on? It's hard to say. We know the pharmaceutical companies aren't being honest. That much you can count on.
Well, they can never be trusted.
Yeah.
They couldn't be trusted in 2017, and they can't be trusted in 2021.
Right. And there are, but for some reason now, the liberals who previously were skeptical of these companies are completely embracing them and believe everything they say, which is very strange. But, you know,
I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's not strange at all. That sort of mental gymnastics, that doublethink, it's pervasive on both the left and the right.
Sure. Right, because they were against the vaccine when Trump was in charge. But then as soon as Trump left office, it's like, all right, shoot me. Give me that jab. I'll take three of them.
Or four.
Yeah, or however many they're told to. And so we're seeing people dropping dead. Sports, you know, athletes are dropping dead on the field. People who are presumably in better shape than the average person.
Yeah, that's an alarming one, man.
Yeah, like that doesn't normally happen.
No, athletes don't typically just drop dead unless they have like a sudden brain aneurysm or something like that.
And that has probably happened at some point, but it's like rare. Now, it doesn't seem very rare. Like there are multiple things like that happening now. In addition to young children and teenagers coming down with things like myocarditis that generally they shouldn't be coming down with.
And, you know, they tell you now. I mean, they tell you after the fact, at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're open about it. If you're male, you're more likely to experience myocarditis than females. Okay, so you have some data to back that up, presumably. Mm-hmm. Did any of these pharmaceutical companies or any of the people administrating these vaccines warn the parents about that before subjecting their children to this? Did the media say, oh, yeah, you might want to consider these risks before getting this for your sons because there's an increased chance of myocarditis?
Yeah, but the chance of that is so small. I mean, I really wouldn't want my son to get something that could be a cold or a flu and have to suffer through a cold or flu symptoms. I mean, I'd much rather have blood clots that could possibly kill him.
And worst case scenario, that's the decision for the parent to make, but they weren't even given the information about the possible side effects. And anyone who mentioned the possible side effects got shut down on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube.
It's crazy.
So there was no way they could have learned that, oh, yeah, this could actually kill my 12-year-old son.
And COVID, highly unlikely to kill.
Yeah, the number of people like 5 to 12 that it's killed is like in the low hundreds. Like 200, 300, something like that.
Over the last
Since COVID-19 happened.
All right, so
but to protect people from that, these kids have to eat their lunches
outdoors
in 40-degree and colder temperatures.
Yeah. In New York City.
They've been allowed to eat indoors during heavy downpours this year. So if it's just sprinkling, they're probably being forced to stay outside. Mm-hmm. The Department of Education insisted Wednesday that individual kids retain the option to eat indoors if they choose. Presumably, it's a bit like a right to speedy trial where, oh, sure, you have the right to a speedy trial if you request it. But if you don't request it, you're not getting one. And you have to sort of know that you have that right in the first place, and then you have to know you have to request that right in order to get it. So sure, you can eat inside. We just won't tell you that. And you have to ask us.
So we're expected to believe that these kids are choosing to eat outside?
They were never given the option. I'm guessing. They say kids have the option, but were the kids ever told that? Because I can't imagine, like, no thanks, I'd rather just sit out here in the 40 degrees. They're complaining to their parents. They wouldn't choose to subject themselves to this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They just weren't told. And parents didn't hear anything about this or didn't even realize that their kids were eating their meals outdoors still. And that's one of the issues with public schools. You don't really know what these places are. You can't be there watching them all the time to find out what they're actually doing to your kids. And if the average conversation with your kid is anything like my sister's with my nephews or mine with my parents, fine.
Yep.
And that's it.
Standard.
It has to get really bad.
I had that conversation with my parents, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It has to get really bad before, like, man, let me tell you what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to imagine how badly these kids are suffering to actually bring it up. But one parent said, we've never been told that about them being allowed
to
go indoors.
Yeah.
And no one else I know has either. Several parents also noted that teachers and administrators are not eating outdoors.
Oh, convenient.
Shocking. The problem is that there is no hard metric for when the kids can go inside. It's just up to the principal. Whatever they decide goes. Hopefully, by the way, we're not out here in February.
Right.
The Department of Education said Wednesday it would remind administrators of its policy to allow parents to have their kids eat inside.
Oh, so the parents have to
opt
in.
Yes, the kids can't just request it. The parents have to.
The kid can't say, oh, I'm freezing to death. I think I'd prefer to eat inside with the rest of you administrators.
Yes, apparently they'd have to call their parent and get their parent to request it from the school. In order for that chain of events to happen, the kid would have to know that it's an option, or the parent would have to know that it's an option. And that's not happening. Schools and students always have the option to have their meals inside, including if there's inclement weather like rain, high or low temperatures, high winds, and more, said Department of Education spokesperson Katie O'Hanlon. Thanks to our amazing food service workers, schools can quickly pivot.
Amazing.
Yes, they're clearly doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever described any lunch ladies as amazing in your entire school lunch eating career?
No, I never knew it. I mean, they throw your food on the tray, and you move down to the next one who throws your food on the tray.
They are, by definition, unremarkable. You know,
there were some things that school served back when I was, I mean, we were talking about jail food earlier. Some of the school food that I had was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like the hamburgers they had, they probably weren't real hamburgers, but
they weren't that good where I went to.
Oh man, they were where I went to, but Mississippi versus Florida, I guess. I mean, they probably weren't real hamburgers, but we didn't have to eat them outside at the very least. That's it for this article. I wish you'd have gone into more detail about administrators and teachers eating inside.
Well, they're not going to tell you about all the, you know, the fact they get better food, or that they're, you know, ordering out McDonald's or something. You know, they're ordering pizzas from Pizza Hut because they're, you know, the kids aren't around to see it.
Well, most of the teachers I knew brought their meals from home anyway, or at least they did at my school. I can't imagine. I mean, DoorDash is a thing now, so I guess they could just, hey, bring me some McDonald's. But I mean, I guess kids could do that, too, but they just have to eat it outside.
I doubt they're going to allow kids to have care packages come in from the outside.
I wouldn't want to. If I was running a school, I mean, can you imagine, here's lunchtime, and 60,000 DoorDash drivers appear. It's like, we need to find this particular kid. Yeah, good luck, dude. I'll tell you what, they're outside somewhere. I'm sure of that.
Go find them.
It's 40 degrees out there, but they're outside.
Yeah, so the administration acting like, oh, well, you guys didn't know that your kids could just come inside? Hey, didn't we tell you that? Oh, we forgot to send the memo home. Well, sorry about that. What are you going to do? Stop paying your taxes?
Yeah, there isn't a lot that they can do. I mean, other than take their kids out of public schools, which seems to me like it would be the ideal solution at this point. Not only,
like I said, imagine having your kids in government school. I mean, what are you thinking?
I wouldn't even have kids, but if I did, the last place I would send them would be a public school.
Yeah.
I mean, they put your kids out there in 40-degree weather to eat their lunch, and they don't tell you.
That's how much they care about them.
Well, they don't want them to get COVID.
It's ridiculous. If you care about your kids, get them out of government school. Are you hearing my mic cut out, by the way?
Yeah, it is cutting out.
Wonderful. All right, good thing we're out of time here tonight. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now.
you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.